All right, 8:20 here at WBSM. David Scott is with us this morning from Singapore. David's new book is The Longest Distance. It offers a blueprint for unplugging from the daily grind. David, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pete. Happy to be here.
Now, I think I need this for myself, as I seem to be always on the smartphone, always checking Facebook and things like that. What kind of damage am I doing to, I guess what, myself and my family life?
Well, you know, I think we're all faced with it, Pete. And it's like here in Singapore, when you walk down the street, everybody's looking down. You know, they're looking down, they're working their devices, and I think we're missing the moment. And to me, it's life is just a strung together series of now moments, and I'd say the damage is just missing the moment, and then ultimately the potential to look back on that someday and say, where did it all go?
Do you worry about the future, society's future?
I have great faith that there's some master plan at work, that this is all going to work out in the end. And I actually believe, in fact, we were just having a discussion with some of my colleagues about this, that, you know, people are talking about, well, what's next? And they said, well, you know, we had the agrarian age, and we had the industrial age, and then we had the information age. What's next? And I said, I'm hopeful and faithful in that it's going to be something more like the human age. What does it mean to be human again?
What do you think the answer is to that?
I think ultimately it's remembering that it's all about relationships, you know, a relationship with ourself, our deeper self, a higher self, if one believes in such, and with one another, you know, as we all form essentially mirrors and windows for one another, and mirrors in terms of the reflection, the opportunity to get to know ourselves in greater truth, and windows, allow ourselves to get to know one another better.
Is there a significance to the title of your book, The Longest Distance? What's the longest distance?
It plays off that saying, the longest distance man will ever travel is from his head to his heart. And I don't know about you, Pete, but from my standpoint, that has been quite a distance. You know, I've traversed the planet, you know, looking, you know, in search of, you know, the answers to my questions. So very similar to the character Jeremy Braddock in that, you know, running all over the planet looking for something out there in the world that I ultimately discovered resided just within myself, what I refer to as the intelligent heart.
So are you saying that people spend years and countless amounts of energy searching for something that's right there in front of us?
I would say yes. I mean, there's so much in terms of external stimuli these days. In particular, obviously in the States, we're quite familiar with that. This need to be entertained, and it's almost become something where it's self-fulfilling in its prophecy. But it's so important for us to recognize that there is, some might call it a greater kingdom. But to explore something deeper inside yourself through meditation, through contemplation, through, you know, just breathing in, breathing out, and taking the time out to recognize how much of a miracle it is just that we get our next breath. And then from there, okay, we can decide, okay, what do we want to do with that? But to first recognize it's a blessing, it's a miracle that we actually even have this next breath. And you know what, Pete, I don't know, you know, if you have family, but when I'm around my granddaughter or children, you know, anywhere in the world, it's where I'm quickly reminded, you know, they're in 5 minutes before and 5 minutes after is maybe the time frame that they work with. They're in the present moment. They're in their joy. They're in their loving. And I think we're all trying as adults to try to find our way back to that, the little boy and little girl inside of us that's just at peace with what is.
So focus on 5 minutes before and 5 minutes after the what's going on right now. That I've never heard that before.
It's you know, in the children's world, you know, we see that on the playgrounds. It's you know, the little child that says, "Oh, you're not my best friend," but 5 minutes later they forget all about that. You know, so, you know, look at the power of forgetting or forgiveness that's demonstrated. I think children are wonderful teachers for us when we pay attention.
They don't hold grudges like we adults do, huh?
They certainly don't, and they look at life through a simple set of lenses. You know, let's call it simply live, simply laugh, simply love, simply learn, and then I guess when it's our time, simply leave. But hopefully, if we've lived and laughed and loved and learned, then the leaving part isn't so difficult because we know we've lived a good life.
And what is it? The one thing you keep saying is simply. So it's pretty simple, right? We overanalyze things.
Yeah, it's. I tell you what, it's certainly simple in our discussion. I think we all agree that in this imperfect world, it's a bit more challenging to do it. But that doesn't give us enough reason to not try. I think, from my standpoint, at least, it's been a series of progressions. You know, maybe I was 10% there a while ago, and I got to 20% or 30% in terms of being able to hold and maintain that consciousness. You know, it's not a perfect world. So getting to 100%, I think, would be difficult for any one of us. But if we look at our progression, we say, you know what, I'm closer to that, to living, let's just say, simply being as opposed to what I'm doing. And, you know, the closer we get to that and maintain that consciousness, I think we have a greater potential for that thing called happiness.
David Scott, he's the author of The Longest Distance, talking to us from Singapore. David, is the book available online? Do you have your own website?
Yeah, the website is, you can either arrive at it at authordavidscott.com or thelongestdistance.com. And it's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the various ebook formats. It's out there. And, you know, if it helps even one person out there in the world, then it was certainly worth it. Because I tell you, it helped me in my own journey in its co-creation.
David, thanks for being with us.
I really appreciate it, Pete.
Take care.